Hey friends, this is Life After College, and I'm Coach Brigana. I'm here to inspire you to level up, empowering you to rise to new heights on your journey as you create the success you've always dreamed of. Let's dive in. Hi everyone, and welcome back. Now last week we talked about imposter syndrome and feeling like a fraud. This week I want to follow along the same lines and talk about the lies that we tell ourselves, or as I like to call them, the false advertisements. The false advertisements can be similar to your imposter. Your imposter is when you feel like a fraud, or just as it says, an imposter. However, the false advertisements, they can sound like, I'm not smart enough, I'm not successful, I'll never have financial freedom, or any other false advertisement that comes to mind. For the longest time, I kept choosing to let my false advertisements run the show. And it resulted in a dark and challenging time in my life, and it for sure took away my joy. It was like a vicious cycle of limiting beliefs followed by me being in search of all the ways I can prove these beliefs or thoughts to be true, and then it's back to the limiting beliefs or thoughts. And I always found it so interesting how we can seek out to prove we are not enough rather than search for all the ways we're amazing, worthy, or fit in, again, whatever that false advertisement is. You know, as I mentioned earlier, I'm not successful, but have you looked for ways that you are successful? In a past episode, we talked about success. We talked about how sometimes we can get wrapped up in what we think success should be, should look like, rather than defining that for ourselves. And I think that also happens with limiting beliefs and the false advertisements. So quickly we cling to those limiting thoughts and just work and operate from that space, that mindset, instead of challenging ourselves to see what is possible, what is there, what do we have to work with. Now, I won't sit here and tell you to flip the switch and just start believing in yourself. That surely didn't work for me. But what I can tell you is to keep moving forward and to find at least one thing, at least once a day, that you like about yourself. It starts with you. During the height of my challenging time, I remember saying, both to myself and I know I told maybe one or two people, I said, I wish I could see me the way other people see me. See, I would have people tell me positive things about myself and I just wouldn't believe them. That is also a part of imposter syndrome. If you remember from last week's episode, it's, you know, people can tell you nice things or positive things about yourself, but you're going to think that, oh, well, they're just being nice, or it's just a thing to say. You're going to justify the compliment. And that's for sure what I would do, honestly, with any compliment that was given to me. So from my experience, I knew I needed to challenge myself and to use my heart rather than my mind to get out of the place that I was in, that constant vicious cycle of limiting thoughts, finding ways to prove that those limiting thoughts are true, and then back to the limiting thought. I not only challenged myself to learn who I am and to get comfortable with who I am not, I also decided to give myself the same amount of grace that I gave others. In this challenging time in my life, for the longest time, I thought I needed somebody else and all these circumstances needed to change in order for me to get out of this place. And just as I said earlier, it's really about you and what you're willing to do to shift your mindset I know that there's like a lot of underlying things that can be at play as to why you have these false advertisements. And I would encourage you to maybe seek out professional help. I know I surely did. But even with that, even with professional help, there is still a piece that you get to own, and you get to do the work, and you get to make the changes and the choices to take a step in a different direction. And so for me, giving myself grace and to learn who I am as well as who I am not, and accepting those things to say, okay, I'm not X, Y, and Z, and that's okay. That's not me. I'm not meant to be like other people. I'm meant to just be Brianna. And so for me, this took off so much pressure. I think that was the biggest thing of having that pressure. And looking back, the amount of pressure, it was really, like when I look back, I'm like, wow, that it's unbelievable that I carried all that. And there were many instances where I would try to move past the imposter or past the false advertisements, and it just seemed like nothing worked. And if I'm truly, truly honest here, this journey has been years, I would say, gosh, maybe since 2015, and here we are, 2024. So I think that's when things started, 2015. And it isn't until, I would say, last year that things started to shift for me. And as I said, there were many instances where I would try to move past my imposter and try to move past my, you know, false advertisements. However, nothing really seemed to work, or it just didn't stick. And it was almost like a band-aid. And then sometimes it felt worse. Like I was just in a worse spot than before. And so it wasn't until I started to do something different, challenge myself and do something different. And that something different was to seek out God and find out who He says that I am. And through that, I also got to know Him and know that I'm not meant to carry all that I've been carrying, and that I was able to then view myself differently. My journey has led me this path, as I said, it started since like about 2015. This journey, I've sought out and worked with therapists. I've read various self-development books. I've put into practice different strategies. And the reality is the one thing that truly got me into a better place, a place that I am now, a place that is joyful, present, more fulfilled, is this place where I'm allowing God into my life. So much has changed in my life through surrendering all that I chose to carry and things that I've decided to take on and to give it to God. And this surrendering is a daily practice. I'm not going to sit here and tell you to, this is just something, again, like a light switch turned on, boom, it's all done and I don't have to do the work anymore. That's not the case. It's a constant surrendering. It's a constant conversation with God. It's constant prayer. And honestly, it's a lot of, like, as I said earlier, grace that I give myself. And there's forgiveness to pray for, forgiveness for myself, forgiveness for others. You know, we can carry on, not carry on, but we can carry emotional baggage and hold on to things that were in the past that happened that we can't change. And it's not to minimize them. However, we can say, thank you for that experience. It was very challenging. And I choose to move forward and to be a better person. And it took me a long time to realize that. And I'm still working through it. And so I want to really make that clear in my journey that it's not something one and done, just like what we talked about last week with imposter syndrome. It's never gone away. There's instances today where there's, you know, these moments of you feel like an imposter or like a false advertisement comes in. However, there's now strategies and practices that I've put into place, things that I can pull on to hold me up. And the best one, the biggest one that I can offer you is a relationship with God. So our false advertisements can lead our lives if we let them. It's a choice that we're making, but they don't have to. There is work that we get to do on ourselves, work that no one else can do for us, as much as we would like that to be the case. And the work that we do for ourselves can lead us to the life we're meant to live. Doing the work doesn't mean that the chatter goes away. It means that we recognize that it's present and know how to pivot and can move in a direction that is more life-affirming and joyful. I trust that this episode has an impact for you and provides maybe a sliver of a light and hope, and know that you will get through it. And it might seem really dark, but keep moving forward. Find your community, find your cheerleader. And if you need extra support, reach out. Reach out to me. You can reach out to me on social media at Next Level Bree, or you can go to my webpage and I have a contact page where you can direct message me and we can just have a conversation. And I can share with you any other details that you would like to know about my journey and how I've gotten to where I'm at. You're not alone. You are not alone. I hope you all have a fantastic week. Make good choices, and I'll talk to you next time. Thanks for joining me on another episode of Life After College. Be sure to stay up to date on all the latest episodes by subscribing. Want to connect? Reach out on Instagram and TikTok at Next Level Bree. And if you're ready to level up and want support on your journey to success, visit the contact page at coachbrianna.com. Thanks again for listening. Be sure to share and subscribe. And remember, you're in the driver's seat on your road to success.